Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been programmed right into us. But what if we just flip the whole idea on its head? Let's rediscover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, in our minds, in our finances, our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my life partner in all things, Minna.
And apparently you have a vampire in the basement.
That's right. One of our friends just said we did not age in the last 10 years. So that's one of our secrets.
So we're coming to the end of April. And, you know, 4 months has passed since New Year's. What have you done for the past 40 months that makes your life better? So let me start with you.
Well, you know, since January, you know, we taking a trip together. You know, we went to Cancun. It was actually our second trip in 3 months. We started a new TV show and we're done 12 episodes already. This is our 13th show. And I was on a live event. It was a live event in St. Louis that did live speaking on stage. That was exciting with 30 other speakers. And, you know, I took on like a whole bunch of new clients that have phenomenal progress in their health. And you know what? I've been just pretty busy the last few months.
That is true. But I bet that not all of you would feel the same way for the last 4 months. And many of you may have made some type of New Year's resolution. Remember those? And I think about 75% of the time, these resolutions, they come and go and then they come back next year without you doing anything about it. And what do you think is the most common excuse for people not doing what they should do?
Well, I don't have any time.
Exactly. I don't have time. I'm busy, or something along those lines. And you all know that we all have the same amount of time. We spend 60 minutes on a show, and it's the same 60 minutes no matter where you are, regardless who you are, be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a homeless, you have the same amount of time. A 90-year-old and a 10-year-old, same amount of time every day. So why are some people getting things done while the others don't?
Well, you know, Minna, you study more on the time management side than I do. So why don't you tell everyone what's the best way to spend our 60 minutes?
Well, not so much, but let's start with an experiment. So let's start with you. Okay, you ready?
Yep, ready.
As fast as you can, count from 1 to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, that's like 2-3 seconds. Somewhere around there?
Yes.
Okay. Second way. As fast as you can, count from A to J. Go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
That's as fast as you can go.
Yes, that's as fast as I can go.
All right, that's not looking good. All right, so this is the last one, and you guys can do it with me and with him. See if you can beat him. As fast as you can, right?
Yes.
Do A1, B2, and so on.
Okay. Go. A1, B2, C3, D4, E5, F6, G7, H8, I9, J10. Man, I feel like I was going to have a stroke.
See, that's my point, right? When you're doing that, when you're counting 1 to 10, you know what you're doing. When you count A to J, you more or less know what you're doing. But when you're doing A1, B2, what you're doing is you're switching, right? And it's a common thing that we do. It's actually multitasking. And I know a lot of people say, I'm a master in multitasking. I'm really good at it. They're proud to say they're really good at multitasking. I'm not saying they're not. All I'm saying is all you're doing is switching.
And, you know, I think that's so true. And I think that there are certain things that you can multitask together. Like, for instance, you can do something mental and physical together. Like you can listen to music and you can work out at the same time, or you can listen to music and you can drive at the same time. But it becomes way more difficult if you need to text and drive at the same time, because now you're constantly switching between what's in front of you in the road and what's in front of your screen. And hopefully you're either going to send the wrong text or you're going to hit someone. You know, there's just no way you can do both at the same time.
Right. And I'm sure you've seen people that bring the laptop to the meetings and they're on the email. They said they're listening to you in the meeting. I bet you do not. They're just switching in and out. Sorry?
That is so true. And, you know, to be honest, sometimes I'm guilty in those Zoom meetings and you got a gazillion people on the screen and, you know, they're talking and yeah, you know, I'm checking email. Like I'm guilty for sometimes of those things, but yeah. And then someone says something, oh my God, I missed it. And I see the little red dot. Oh, lucky they were recording so I can watch it later.
And that's how you spend all your time. And 1 hour meetings, would you spend like 2-3 hours on it?
Because you end up watching it again. Makes sense.
So the point is for all those parents out there, if you tell your kid you don't have time to spend with them, think about whether are you multitasking somewhere that you shouldn't be. So the thing is, try single tasking for once. I think you'd be surprised how much more efficient you're going to be to count 1 to 10, A to J, instead of A1, B2. So just, you know, give that a try.
And I'm sure it's going to be so much more accurate than my feeble attempt. You know, whether you are at work, at home, or doing something fun, it's always better to just focus on one single thing, get it done, and then move on to the next. It's just so much more efficient, and you do a much better job, right?
All right. We're going to take a short break. He's going to learn to start counting A to Z again. After the break, we'll show you our file hacking tip for the week.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, the host of the Voices of Courage show. Join us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, where we help you see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible on E360 TV.
Hey, this is Minna from Chronically Healthy Life. So we're going to round up the breakfast section of this whole thing by showing you how I make my granola. Now, if you have been buying granola or cereal from the store, you probably noticed that it's probably not the healthiest thing. A lot of these store-bought things that come in a box, they have preservatives, they have food coloring to make it all rainbow color, and they have all sorts of bad stuff. And you know, specifically when you find something that's not organic, non-GMO, there's always glyphosate in them. So glyphosate is really harmful for you. There's lawsuits going on about how harmful it is. It's cancer causing. And you know, if you actually have eaten glyphosate contained stuff, there's a way to detox it. But just, you know, reach out to us and we'll show you how we do. Cause you know, we've been there. We have glyphosate in the body, which we tossed out. But for today, I'm going to show you how I make my granola, which is going to be fully organic, so you don't have to worry about preservatives and all the bad stuff. So what you start out with is 2 cups of Rodos, organic for sure, and then there's half cup of wheat germ, and it's quite a bit of stuff, so bear with me. 3/4 cups of pumpkin seeds, and 1/2 cup of hemp seed, and 1/2 cup of coconut. You can have coconut shavings or coconut chips, whatever you feel like. And 1/3 cup of monk fruit sugar, remember, low glycemic. And you also need a dash of salt, just a little bit. So I use Celtic salt, just put in a dash. And 2 tablespoons of avocado oil or olive oil. Just, you know, swirl a little bit. And all you have to do is mix it all up. So if you don't like any of these ingredients or you're allergic to any of them, just take them out. All you have to do is mix them all together and put it in the baking sheet. Bake it for 60 minutes at 300 degrees. Take it out and just let it cool down and it's ready to eat. If you want to turn your granola into like a treat, you can probably, I haven't done it before, so you can try and tell me how it works. You can probably do a little bit of honey and wrap them into little balls and turn them into a snack for your kids. I think that's gonna work, but let me know how it works out. Again, my name is Minna, Chronically Healthy Life, and this is your granola recipe. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Chronic Healthy Healthy Life Show. I don't know if you noticed Minna's vampire speed mixing up the granola there. But anyways, we're excited to have Joseph Arthur, a high performance coach, on the show with us later today. And he's going to be sharing with us the struggles he had raising a kid when he was a kid himself. But before we do that, let's talk about safety concerns when raising children.
Yeah, raising kids nowadays is really different from the way we were raised 50 years ago and how our parents and our grandparents were raised.
I totally agree. There are three main concerns that are very different, in the last 20, 30 years from the time we were raised. First, let's talk about household cleaners.
Well, you know that I've had eczema since I was a kid, since I was born. So my skin was really, really sensitive. So one thing that my family needs to be really careful about is the laundry detergent. I've seen commercial these days about how the laundry detergent makes our clothes smell fresh or something really weird, like sitting in massage chair.
Yeah,
I don't get them. And the commercials are strange, and so is their message. Now, if your clothes are truly clean, they shouldn't smell like anything. It shouldn't smell like fresh, because I don't know what fresh smells like. But I'm sure what makes that detergent smell like that way is some type of chemical that I don't need on my skin. And I do know that when we use a detergent that has toxic chemicals in them, when I put those clothes on, my skin would be extremely itchy. And you may find that with your kids too. I know that Jenny had that problem with her kids also. If you put on the clothes and they start itching, it may be because you're using the wrong detergent.
And of course, it goes so much further than just the clothes that you're washing. You're cleaning your house too, right? You're cleaning your kitchen, your bathroom, your countertops, your stovetops, and your multi-purpose cleaners. And a lot of them can be toxic. I remember seeing that commercial where you have this dirty pan. You throw this pot in this dishwasher and it magically comes clean. It's like, wow, yeah, that's great that your pan is clean. But stop and think about it. What toxic chemicals are they dissolving that sludge off that pan that normally takes like 15 minutes of scrubbing to get off, right? We should really rethink about what are we putting into my body. And, I don't think that these toxins are going to kill you right away. But, if you have children in your home, their bodies are a lot smaller than ours. So therefore, they're going to be more sensitive to these toxins, right? Kids are always crawling on the floors. They're like picking stuff up from the floor and just putting it in their mouths. They're always bare hands, bare feet. They're touching the floor and then they start sucking on their toe. They suck on their fingers. It's like whatever toxins you have, like bleach or any of these other brands that claim to give you that clean home lemony smell. Well, those toxins are going straight into your kids when they're sucking on their toes or fingers. So they may start developing allergic reactions like coughing, respiratory diseases, skin problems like Minna had. And sometimes if you're using very toxic cleaners, they can even start developing neurological problems. And if you have fur babies like we do, we don't have kids, but we have four fur babies, it's so much worse for them because they even have smaller bodies and they're always walking on the floor all the time. And guess what? They're grooming themselves all the time. And they will get hurt from all these cleaners. They will shorten their lives just because you want a lemony, fresh smelling home, right? So shop for natural-based home cleaners that are not toxic to you, your kids, and of course your fur babies. You're gonna feel better. You're gonna notice you have a lot less brain fog. And you're gonna notice that your kids are sick less and they have less allergic reactions. And your fur baby's gonna be so much happier. And another real concerning thing is the amount of shots, vaccines that kids nowadays are getting. And I remember when I was a kid, we used to line up single file in grade one to get our shots. What are your thoughts on that,
Minna? Like Captain America type?
Yeah, I wish.
Not that kind of shot. So I'm similar, even though I grew up in Hong Kong, when we were growing up, it was a long time ago, but I think it was normal practice to have about four vaccines before a baby turns 6 months old, and then another three up until we get out of high school.
Yeah. Before high school.
Before high school. Yeah. So it's a total of seven. And I know that kids nowadays are getting a lot more shots than we used to. They're getting at least nine vaccines before they turn 6 months old. and at least another 7 until they finish high school. And that, what's it?
16. Like, it's more than double what we used to get, right?
You may not notice it, but that's actually a lot of toxin chemicals that you put into your body. And the scary thing is that kids nowadays, they're getting at least 26 inoculations of that 16 different vaccines, the boosters and the combinations. So back in the day, we were protected against some diseases. Now they're supposed to be protecting against 16 diseases. Now, just the sheer thought of pumping so much drugs into a small child, that makes me worry. There are some diseases that are more life-threatening than others. So maybe the first 7 we got back then may be needed, but it becomes an overkill when you start targeting other diseases that are not really life-threatening. And especially when the human body has the amazing ability to heal itself, to develop its own immune system as a baby, as we grew up through exposure to bacteria and viruses in the world. With all these vaccinations, you're not allowing the child's body to learn to develop its own immune system properly. We know a few cases where a child may be permanently hurt by them. I know that if I take the flu shot, I will always get the flu. When I don't, I never get sick. So I choose not to take one. I think as a parent, your child's safety is a major concern. And whether you choose to give your child that shot or not, you have to look at the consequences. So all I'm asking is, you know, look at both sides of the spectrum before you make a decision.
I agree. Just look at the positives, the negatives, and look at the studies, long-term studies. That's the main thing that we're just trying to educate parents on. The last thing, which is the most concerning of all, is the amount of hidden sugars and chemicals in our foods, right? You know, I know that a lot of us, we make it a little busier, and it's just so much easier buying prepackaged, you know, treats and food to feed your children, right? The problem is that these processed foods that are marketed as healthy and marketed to help your children grow, they're loaded with hidden sugars and chemicals that can lower their immune system and make them super hyperactive, like running around like with chicken with the heads cut off, right? And, you know, especially if the snacks, they, you know, if they're colored red, if they're blue, or if they're yellow, you know, the more colorful the snack, the more toxic chemicals there are in them for your kids. And snacks that were once healthy for your kids, let's give an example. It rhymes with Hero, and it's round. I'm not going to say which brand that was, which was, you know, a cereal that all kids ate growing up in the 70s and 80s. Like, that's what we fed, you know, your nephew and stuff like that, and he used to love them, right? But what people don't know is they changed the formula in the early 90s, and now it's filled with less healthy stuff. But more importantly, it's now filled with toxic chemicals and hidden sugars. So once again, you would think that this has been healthy for generations and it's no longer healthy. So if you have to buy packaged foods or snacks, look for ones that are more natural color looking, like, you know, no colors, and two, you know, the least amount of ingredients in them. Better yet, just find time, you know, find that time to cook your food from scratch and store the leftovers. That way you can feed the kids for the rest of the week and you know you're feeding them real food. You'll find the kids gonna feel better behaved. They're gonna have better mental development as they grow up, and they're not gonna be screaming and running and driving you crazy anymore. So it really is becoming harder and harder to raise our children in this crazy world we live in with all this information that is being pushed to us, right? What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's definitely hard to raise children nowadays, especially there's influence coming from all over outside the world where you as a parent, you don't always get to decide what the child wants anymore. So it's a constant struggle, I think.
I agree. And after the short break, we're going to have a very good friend of mine, you know, Joseph Arthur, high performance coach, on the show. See you soon. Hi there. I'm Andy.
And I'm Minna.
And we're the Foolish Couple. We created the TV program Chronically Healthy Life to give you tips and hints on how to get healthy and, of course, live a vibrant life. But in reality, it takes more than an hour a week to really change your life around. We've been around doing this for many, many years now, doing health coaching and productivity training. And we really nailed it down to what it takes to be successful. Now, if you're sick and you're tired of your current health situation and your current lifestyle, it takes about 30 to 90 days to really restart and renew your whole life. It takes 30 days to get your body back to a clean slate, like wiping the blackboard clean. We help you on a guided cleansing protocol. And then once you're clean, we give you a nourishing protocol for your body to heal itself. Now, our 90-day program, it takes it to the next level. We will help you reset your gut bacteria, improve your blood labs, strengthen your body and mind, regenerate your stem cells to promote healing, restoration, and rejuvenation, to turn back the hands of time, helping you implement lasting, healthier lifestyle changes.
And that's why we created the Chronically Healthy Life program, to help you recreate your life. It takes daily practice and accountability to get you to reach your personal goals and to redesign your life. If you're looking to learn to live healthy, to get mental clarity, to improve your health, to boost your immune system, to strengthen your body, to increase your productivity, and to look and feel younger, 10 to 20 years younger than your age, and to feel energetic and vibrant again, then we invite you to join our Chronically Healthy Life program. You get to choose whether you want to do the 30 or the 90-day program. Both are designed to keep you on track to your goals, get you mentally and physically healthy, and to help you achieve a long, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. So check us out at www.fokeracademy.com and sign up for our Chronically Healthy Life programs. Both programs have a 14-day risk-free guarantee, so if you don't like it, you get your money back. We are confident that you will love our program, so join us now at www.focalacademy.com.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. On today's show, we have Joseph Arthur, who started his career as a financial analyst at a Chicago global management consulting firm. He later developed his personal development, learning and implementing habits from the world's highest performers in the world, which led him to where he is now, which is a high performance coach and consultant. Welcome to our show, Joseph. How are you?
So excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. First, I mean, I must say what you and your wife has created. I remember what exactly we were talking about backstage about 10 years ago to the date that I met you guys. And I just want to say congratulations, and I'm so proud of you too and what you've accomplished. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. You know, and like for those people out there, it's like I met Arthur 10 years ago when I started my journey towards my health journey, and he probably started his journey on his personal development. So 10 years apart, you know, we are in much better places, specialists in what we do. So Joseph, our topic this week is about the difficulties of raising children nowadays. And I know that you have a story that you can share about having a child when you were practically a child yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, so originally I was born and raised in Nigeria, moved to the States at the age of 11, and roughly about 3-4 years being in the States, I lived in the city of Chicago, and ended up moving out to the suburbs. And in order to make friends, I decided to play sports. That being said, a gentleman that I was on the football team with liked this girl that was in my class. She was a year older than me. I was a freshman. She's a sophomore. And he said, hook me up. And I thought, sure, I'll do it. So I started being, you know, Mr. Hitch and talking to this girl. After probably a month or two talking to her, she turns around and looks at me and says she likes me. And I literally pushed her off and said, no, you like him, or he likes you, and you should like him, and you guys get together, and that's what should happen. Well, it didn't stop there. And, you know, she was persistent, and which led to conversations, which eventually she asked for sex. And when that happened, I actually turned her down. I said no several times, until she looked at me, and I actually can remember exactly where we were at my high school, saying, I would have an abortion. You would never have anything to worry about should I get pregnant. And that was the only reason why I did it. So obviously a child came out of that. I was 15, by the time, by that summer, I turned 16.
Wow.
And she was almost, when it happened, I was 15, she was almost 17. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, at that young age, I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to tell my family. I didn't know who to go to. I didn't know who to run to. I'll never forget, you know, being presented court papers delivered at the school through my guidance counselor, like parading courtrooms. I mean, it was chaotic. And unfortunately, you know, I left for the first 11 years of my son's life. Paid child support all the way until he's 18. But after 11 years, I'm a man of faith. And in order for this journey to actually have turned out the way it did, with the struggles and the challenges that came from that experience, if I didn't know Jesus, I actually probably would have never done anything with this situation in my life. So I do believe that, you know, had a huge, huge component, and along with supportive families, you know, my parents never condemned me, never beat me up. I'm also grateful that I was never forced in the times that I was growing to go back, because my mom knew at some point I would go back. But right. I, you know, as I look back, there were times where I beat myself up, but I'm grateful with the way the journey has turned out, because I needed to grow. And if I stayed in the picture, I unfortunately, with my immaturity, would have treated my son so bad, and it was never his fault. He didn't have to be here. So I'm grateful for the growth that happened in that time, in order for me to soften my heart and to be mature enough to the point where he calls me for life advice today. And, you know, on Good Friday, I became a grandfather, and I'm not even 40 years old yet.
That's amazing. And, you know, thank you for sharing that story. I think there are so many situations in our lives that make us mature and grow up, like literally overnight, like instantly, right? And for you, knowing that you're going to be a father when you're 15, knowing that you didn't think that was going to happen, yeah, that will wake you up and give you some responsibilities. So from my understanding, just hearing you, you mentioned that you weren't with him for the first 11 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The only time I saw him was actually when I was parading the courtrooms, when we were figuring out the whole child support setup and what that would look like. That was the only time that I saw him until 11 years later, which was when I reached out and started building the relationships. And
that's amazing. So if you don't mind me asking, how old is your boy now? Because you mentioned you just turned to a grandfather and you're not even 40 yet. So
he's 23 now.
Okay.
Yeah, he is 23 and just had a baby girl. I FaceTime with her. I'm going to meet her in literally a couple of weeks. So I'm excited. And it's just about as real can be right now, my friend.
You know, our show is about longevity, you know, it's about having your health. And one of the things we talk about in Chronically Healthy Life is family. Right. And for you, you know, I know you had a shaky start in the beginning, you know, something unexpected happened, but you were able to own up to responsibility. And now you have an amazing relationship with your child and your grandfather. You know, I think that is so cool. But being a grandfather at 40 is amazing, because now you can not only watch your kid grow, but you can actually watch your granddaughter grow and play with them. And that is, you know, everything happens in this world for a reason. And that in itself is a blessing. You know, I truly believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. But, you know, before we go a little bit further on that, you know, thank you for sharing that story. You know, like I said, I like to tell people, you know, that we know each other for 10 years, right? You know, we were different journeys during that time. He was 10. I was 20, right? We were just joking about that a little earlier, right? Because we both look a lot younger than we are. But, you know, you had quite the journey being such a young father, you know, and now you are a high performance coach, brother. You help people reach higher levels. Can you share with the viewers what a high performance coach actually does and what does that mean?
Such a great question. You know, as I've just come to the conclusion, obviously having a finance background, it's strange for anyone in finance to have done and taken a leap like I've done, because, you know, I've come to find my calling, my passion, what I was designed for, which at the end of the day, it's to develop people. It's to grow people. It's to inspire people. And I studied a gentleman by the name of Brendon Burchard for well over a decade and eventually came across his certification called the High Performance Certification. And what it is, to break it down, it was a 2-decade study on the world's highest performers, from Olympic athletes, government officials in high positions, CEOs, executives, professional athletes. And the question, first, these individuals have exceeded standard norms in their specific arena. Correct. And the question was, number one, it's not easy to get there. Yes. How did these individuals get there? A good amount of them burn out and blast relationships and just screw up their personal lives. You know, they're Correct. What we call public success, private failures. Mm-hmm. You know, so the question was, what is it about these individuals that have exceeded standard norms in their arena? And how are the ones that were able to sustain it while they maintained healthy household, healthy relationships, mm-hmm. and their own health in general? What is it about these individuals and what have they been able to do to sustain that? And it boiled down to habits, because mm-hmm. when you spend time with someone, when you study someone, the best thing you can do is understand their habits, because now you can actually take those things and apply them into your life. So it boiled down to habits that these individuals all across the board practice continuously, and they're able to implement these habits, these patterns, into all different areas of their life, which is the reason why they come up with the same results. That's why whenever they approach a project, they have an idea exactly where they're going. You know, they may not know obviously step by step, but they have an idea on how to execute. It's the mm-hmm. same formula. So that being said, I enjoyed that process, implementing these tools into my life, and just said, mm-hmm. God, how it transformed me as an individual. How can I take this and turn around and transform other people's lives? So the impact, like I said, it just had on me was what was the driving force. And ultimately, like I said, developing people, impacting people is just the intentionality that I bring behind my practice. And when I coach, I don't look at it as like I'm coaching one-on-one with a client, mm-hmm. but I look at it as I'm coaching their team. I'm coaching their family. I'm coaching their coworkers. I'm coaching, you know, their kids. I'm coaching their grandkids, because the decisions that are being made in this coaching session is going to impact lives beyond my lifetime. Like, that's where my mind goes when I'm in sessions with clients.
I love that. And, you know, me and Minna, we love Brendon Burchard. You know, we were introduced to Brendon Burchard, oh, God forbid, probably 7 years ago. And, you know, we've been introduced to so many other holistic healers, you know, some other high performance earners, high performance in finance, in health. And it's very true. You know, a lot of people, they think differently. And one of the things that you talk about is the habits. And I think that's what people need to do, because, like, you know, we're in the same space. You know, we want to inspire for people to be a better person, to have a better relationship, to have better health, to do better in their finances, right? So in that same space, yes, you know, I think we it's great inspiring people, but you're taking that one step further and you're showing them what the best high performance people are doing, right? So, you know, there's something about doing something wrong. I always tell people, you know, make as many mistakes as you can and learn from them, because the more mistakes you make, the more success you're going to have. But then there are certain mistakes that are so big, you may not be able to climb back out of that hole, right? So obviously these huge mistakes are the ones that the high performance people have done, yeah. right? And yeah. I think that's important, that you are teaching these habits, so we don't need to learn those mistakes.
Correct. Absolutely. And they're life-changing, like I said. They're life-changing, and that's why, you know, I look at it as I'm doing legacy work.
That is so awesome. Yeah. So, you know, in general, like, what does your clients look like? Like, are you treating everyone from across the age, or is it more you're helping them more with the finances, or you're helping them more with their health goals? Like, can you share like 3 really good strategies that's going to help people 10x their mental and health capabilities?
Totally. Well, first, when every high performance approaches a situation or a project, well, that let me take this back. That was a two-part question. As far as the clients that I work with and the point. So as far as the clients that I work with, you know, usually in marketing, they would say, find your niche.
Yes.
You know, find your niche. Find, is it the executive that is so busy? Go, 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 go. You know where they eat. You know what they eat. You know where they dress. You know what it's like, listen, that's old marketing in my view, because if you went to a high performance, you know, if you went to like a Tony Robbins event, There is no specific individual. So I look for clients that more in the psychographic space where they know where they are is not the end all be all. There's more. There is more. And I know deep in my heart where I'm at right now. Just like, for instance, when I was in a finance role, I knew I was good at what I did, but I knew there was more. Trying to uncover that more was the challenge. So, which leads me to the first habit. When a high performance approaches a situation or a project, they seek clarity. Mm. Seeking clarity is a habit because it's helping you understand the next steps. Now, how do you seek clarity? It's pretty simple. You have to go back and probably peel through certain parts in your life where you were able to ask yourself certain questions to take the next step in an action. Mm-hmm. That's a form of seeking clarity. So when you seek clarity, now you have basically had enough clarity to take at least one step further, which Correct. In order to do that, it leads us to the next habit, which is energy. Now I'm excited. Hey, you know what? I am going to Austin to hang out with Andy and Minna. I'm clear in my destination. If we are not clear, it's hard to move forward. So from that clarity, you generate energy. And by generating energy is what pushes you into production, which productivity, that's where you're taking action. Those are the main three, the top three that I say, first of all, seek clarity. Mm-hmm. In every situation, if you're having an argument in your home with your significant other, with your spouse, stop and ask yourself, first of all, what could I have done better?
Correct.
What did I do to trigger this? Gain some level of understanding. Increase your level of awareness, because what that does is that elevates your level of clarity. Mm-hmm. And there, that helps prompt you into the next step, which is energy. And if you ain't got energy, you're dead. If you got energy, you're dead. And, you know, that leads into productivity, and that's action. So really, stopping and thinking about moments where I had great energy, what was going on? Stopping and thinking about moments where you were very productive, what was going on? Picking from, because we all have practiced this. The only difference is we don't stop to understand what we're actually doing.
That makes so much sense. And, you know, I love the example that you had about, you know, a couple arguing with each other, because in most cases they are so cynical, thinking the other person is wrong. And here you are, you're thinking about clarity. What did I do to start this argument? Right. You know, you're taking responsibility of the situation. And once you get the clarity of why it started, now you learn from it. And, you know, I tell you, when you have clarity and purpose to do something, energy makes so much sense, because you got so much abundance of energy charging towards that clarity, right? Which leads, what was your third one again?
Productivity. You get to work. Exactly. You put the work to action. You take the steps that are needed, because now you know what you're doing. And guess what? You come with some energy, somebody's going to listen to you.
That's so true. And, you know, from my understanding, this really will apply to all aspects of life, right? This will apply to your business life. It'll apply to your family life. It's going to apply to your health goals, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. So seeking clarity, and from seeking clarity, you get the energy. And then once you got that energy, you're going to have insane productivity. That's it. Love it. I love simple strategies that people can remember. So, Joseph, what is the best way for people to reach out to you? And, how do we get in contact with you if we want to start seeking that clarity to, you know, improve our health, improve our mental health, and to improve our physical health?
Wow. Gosh, thank you so much for offering. I'm super easy to find. Joseph, that's my email, joseph@josepholarthur.com. I'm also easy to find on social media. I do use both platforms of Facebook and Instagram, and it's Joseph O. Arthur, very active. So those are easy channels to reach out to me. I'm pretty responsive, or someone on my team would get right back to you regardless, but we will touch base with you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your vulnerable story. Don't go away yet. After this quick break, we're going to showcase a local Houston business.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave X39. The world's first product ever to activate stem cells, a true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state in a way no other product can. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. Instead of older and less effective stem cells, X39 supports the production of younger and healthier stem cells. This amazing level of control over your vitality and well-being was simply not possible, let alone this easy, until now. Look what people are saying about LifeWave X39. Backed by clinical studies, multiple patents, and 20 years of development, any one of these benefits would be impressive. But X39 is so effective, it can influence everything about your body, how you look, feel, perform, and heal. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Each week, we like to highlight a local business that we know and trust to help build out our community. This week, we have Alejandro Barras from Roof Squad. Hi, Alejandro. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you very much for the invitation. Thank you.
That is so awesome. Alejandro, can you tell us a little bit more about Roof Squad and what your mission is in helping out with the community?
Sure, of course. So first of all, my name is Alejandro with Roof Squad. We're a certified platinum preferred contractor from Owens Corning, which is one of the best shingle manufacturers. This means that we can offer you warranty coming from Owens Corning, extend the warranties 10 to 25 years. We consider ourselves also as insurance experts. You know, that's really important to know. The way we help the community is actually, going out there, making sure to inspect your roof, take a look to your roof, provide you with an honest opinion, because that's always our goal, to be honest with the homeowner. And if they need some help throughout the insurance process, we'll be the person that will guide you. We have a office that helps us throughout all the process with insurance. We just have a hailstorm in the area, so it's a good opportunity to get your roof inspected.
That is so true. You literally read my mind, because I was hearing, warranty, because, we're new to Texas. We recently moved to Texas 2 years ago. We did not get half as much rain normally from California, except this year California got hammered. But normally California doesn't get that much rain. We don't get as much thunderstorms. but we don't get the crazy hail. And we had a hailstorm recently. And I know you're talking about insurance, because a lot of people, they don't realize replacing a roof is stupid expensive, right, Alejandro?
It is. So that's my goal, you know. First of all, knowing if there's real damage that we can mm-hmm. insurance company. If there is real damage, I'll let you know. I'll provide you with a complete report. And what is important, why it is important to know this, because like you said, I mean, over here in Texas, the roof, having a roof, a new roof, it's super expensive. Mm-hmm. But you have any storm-related damage that you can get your insurance company involved, it would always be the best deal, you know. So that's one of the ways that I help homeowners in the area, basically offering free roof inspection and taking a look and see if they qualify, you know. And at the end, they will make the decision based on my honest opinion in my report, a detailed report where I kind of explain them the problems and the consequences of this recent hailstorm.
That is awesome. And that reminds me, because I remember I got you to come look at our house, right? And our house is a new house. And one of the things that you told me during that time is it's a good idea to have your roof inspected before there's damage, because now you have proof for the insurance agencies if damage happened. Can you quickly explain a little bit more on that, so viewers can understand why they want, you know, a free initial, you know, inspection from you?
Right, of course. So normally the way insurance works is that, you know, there's always wear and tear with time. Roof is going to have wear and tear. This is something that is not covered by the insurance company. And at the end, if you file a claim, if you have hail, if you have some little damage, but you also have wear and tears, some insurance company might go through that road and tell you, hey, you know what, you have wear and tear, so it's most of an old roof, so you don't want that. So my goal is, you know, to actually inspect the roof and see if there, before having this hailstorm, if there's something that we can do, you know, to prevent that happening, like for example, maintenance, sealing mm-hmm. the exposed nails that can create a leak on the future. And right. Because, you know, like I said, insurance company will not actually cover any wear and tear. So if you want to file a claim and you think that there's some storm-related damage on your roof, you want to make sure that you're covered and that insurance company will not put any other excuses, you know, if you have any problem on the roof at the moment.
I love that. I hope a lot of our viewers understood what he has told us. It's almost like getting your doctor's report to say that your roof is all right, or this is previous damage, but any new damage that shows up after wasn't wear and tear. It actually happened from the tornado, the hailstorm, the cyclone, or whatever it is. So thank you for sharing that, Alejandro. And, you know, I think everyone that's living in the Houston area, I know, where else, what other places do you support? You support Texas and other places too, right?
We're a company that's been growing because we're doing the right things. So we're actually growing Louisiana, Colorado, Texas, and we're also about to open a new office in Florida.
That is so awesome. So everyone out there, if you know you want to get that first inspection, get that first inspection, because if anything happens down the road, you can at least have proof that your roof is fine before that natural disaster happened. Thank you so much for sharing all that information on how Roof Squad can help the community. Thank you for being a guest. Don't go yet. When we come back, we're going to show you one simple step to help you build out your chronically healthy life. Thank you, Alejandro.
Thank you, Emmy.
Hello. We are Mutts and Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit, foster-based, no-kill group. Mutts and Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutts and Meows Rescue is foster-based and rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts and Meows Rescue on Facebook today. and decide how you can make a difference.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. Now, this week, I challenge you to stop multitasking. Learn to count your ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, and try single tasking for just this week. I think you're going to feel less stressed for sure. You're going to feel more productive, and generally, you'll be more relaxed and happier.
And of course, for your children, you know, think about having cleaner cleaners. Wow, that sounds real weird, but cleaner cleaners, cleaner food, and be more mindful of the chemicals that you're exposing your children to, right? Because that is going to really impact the safety of how they're being raised, and not only that, but also their development and their immune system as they grow to an adult. Next week, we're going to be talking with another good friend of ours, and they're going to be a special guest. Like every single week, we have these crazy special guests. Come back here next Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch past episodes at watche360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. And also, we love to hear from you. You can give us your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. And of course, you can rewatch this episode and all past episodes on our website, chronicallyhealthylife.com, or our YouTube channel, or better yet, just email us at anything at chronicallyhealthylife.com.
See you next week.